New boost for old and new biofuels. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. A top-level meeting at the White House has produced announcements that could boost the biofuels industry. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
A major cooperative government effort is underway. The goal?
Renewing, strengthening, and extending the biofuels industry in the United States.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, after a meeting among several cabinet officers, state governors, and the president, in that meeting, a joint task force presented the president with a plan to meet the goal of 36 billion gallons of renewable biofuel production by the year 2022. Vilsack announcing a final rule for the Biomass Crop Assistance Program. Vilsack telling reporters,
"We know that it's necessary to reduce that financial risk if we're asking farmers and ranchers and forest landowners to take a chance on biofuels to be able to produce the feedstock and the biomass necessary to produce these fuels. And we want to be partners with them in this effort."
The Biomass Crop Assistance Program, or BCAP as it's known, would provide millions of dollars in grants and loans for biomass production. Getting more attention, though, another announcement, this one from the Environmental Protection Agency on the Renewable Fuels Standard. Under that first draft, corn-based ethanol did not qualify as a greenhouse gas reducer. But now, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, with new, better science involved in the decision on the standards,
there is a green light given to corn-based ethanol and making sure that everyone understands that these opportunities are absolutely available.
EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson said, as far as the new final renewable fuels standard,
it will help American farmers by creating new markets for agricultural products. We estimate it will increase farmers' incomes by $13 billion annually by 2022.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And that's good news for farmers and the environment. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.